بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد. The discussion is the sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as far as reciting portions of the Quran Majid is concerned before going to bed. Surah Zumar and Bani Israel. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not sleep before reciting Surah Zumar and Surah Bani Israel. The Musabbihat. Musabbihat are those surahs of the Quran that start with Sabbaha, Yusabbihu, Usabbih. Sayyiduna Irbaz ibn Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not sleep before reciting the Musabbihat. There is a verse in these surahs that is more virtuous than 1,000 verses. The surahs are Surah Al-Hadid, Surah Al-Hashr, Surah Saf, Surah Jumu'ah, Surah Taghabun, and Surah A'la. The meritorious verse is the final verse or the final portion of Surah Al-Hashr. The last verses of Surah Al-Imran, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam read the last few verses of Surah Al-Imran every night. Surah Kafirun, Sayyiduna Khabbab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to recite Surah Al-Kafirun when he would enter his bed. Nawfal rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed his father to read Surah Kafirun every night before sleeping, as it will ensure freedom from shirk, that is polytheism. Muta'awwadatain, that is the last two surahs of the Quran, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that every night when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to bed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite the last three surahs of the Quran Majid and bring his palms together as is done when supplicating and blow therein. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pass his palms all over his body. This sunnah has tremendous benefits. It repels earthly and heavenly calamities. It safeguards one against the evil effects of sorcery, black magic, fear and terror, devilish whispers and nightmares. Ayatul Kursi, it is reported that Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would say, I cannot understand how any intelligent Muslim would go to bed without reciting Ayatul Kursi. It is mentioned in another hadith that if a person recites Ayatul Kursi at bedtime, an angel will be appointed to protect him. The shaitan will not be able to approach him till morning. Whoever recites it whilst lying on his bed, he will be in the protection of Allah Ta'ala, and even the surrounding homes will be protected. Note the recital of Ayatul Kursi, especially at bedtime, wards off many misfortunes, including the whispering of shaitan, black magic, etc. Women especially should regard it binding upon themselves to recite it together with the Mu'awwadatain every night. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.